It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The contractor that built and operates RTD's train to DIA is suing the agency for more than $100 million. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
You might have noticed flaggers that stood guard at A-line crossings for nearly 3 years. Turns out, they cost a lot of money. And the contractor that paid for them, Denver Transit Partners, wants RTD to now foot that bill and others related to troubles from the A-line's early years. RTD has countersued, seeking nearly $30 million in damages. A trial is set for next month. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
With Interstate 70 reopened through Glenwood Canyon, people have finally been able to see some damage from the Grizzly Creek fire in person. Here's CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg.
Glenwood Springs resident Kyle Jones drove through the canyon Tuesday. There was still a lot of smoke, but Jones says he was very happy to be able to see many cottonwoods along the riverbanks, plus large swaths of pine trees, shrub oak, and juniper that survived the fire.
A lot of the places that I look forward to when I'm going through the canyon are still there, and so I would just encourage people to go through and see it for themselves because there's a lot there that's worth enjoying.
One popular spot is Hanging Lake. Officials say that even though flames got close, most of the area seems to have avoided damage. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Ken Buck says he thinks Donald Trump can win Colorado in November. Trump lost Colorado to Hillary Clinton in 2016 by almost 5 percentage points. That was closer than Republicans got to winning Colorado in the two previous presidential elections. Congressman Buck.
I don't think it's easy, but if you look at the resources that the Republicans are spending here in Colorado, there are tremendous resources that the Trump campaign is putting to good use in Colorado. And I think, frankly, the Democrats take Colorado for granted to a certain extent.
The last Republican presidential candidate to win Colorado was George W. Bush in 2004. There will be extra ballot collection boxes in 27 Colorado counties this fall. 42 new boxes are being paid for through federal coronavirus relief funds. The money could have paid for up to 100 new boxes, but not all counties applied. With the new additions, Colorado will have more than 350 ballot drop boxes in use in November. This is CPR News.